The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Police have officially scaled back the land search in Carnarvon for Cleo Smith, and as we heard earlier, instead they're shifting the focus to their investigation into the likelihood the little four-year-old was abducted. 7 News reporter Joey Catanzaro is in Carnarvon as SES volunteers have been replaced by police officers and forensics, and he joins me now. Good morning, Joey.
Morning, Ben.
So what's the situation up there now?
Well, Ben, today's going to be very interesting because it's always been a search and an investigation pretty much from day one, but obviously now we're going to see the criminal investigation side of this expanded. We have seen forensics officers this morning. We're not exactly sure exactly where they're going, but it's going to be an interesting day.
Mm. And since the press conference yesterday where we heard a task force and $1 million reward for Cleo's return was announced, or a conviction was announced, what has there been a shift in the way that they're approaching things up there?
I think that we will see a shift, and certainly I've had a few quiet discussions with some people who are involved on the WA police side of things. That shift is probably likely coming. It's very interesting, I think, that they've appointed Rod Wild in particular to head up this task force. I'm not too sure if you're familiar with his credentials, but he is arguably maybe the most competent criminal investigator in WAPOL at the moment, certainly one of them. He was effectively the boss of the cold case squad when they solved WA's most enduring murder mystery at the time, the Claremont serial killings. He sat over the top of that when they brought Bradley Robert Edwards to justice, finally. So it's interesting that they've appointed him to this particular case. So we've seen the WA government come out and offer a reward of $1 million, as you said, Ben, sooner than they've ever done it after a suspected crime. Normally it's months or years later. They've done it within days. And they've appointed somebody like Rod Wild, who's got the expertise to solve these criminal cases years or decades after the fact. But they've done it within days. So from what I'm hearing from the conversations I'm having, what we will see is Rod and the team of 100 officers given the resources and the scope to be able to proactively research this, to gather information and to investigate this to the nth degree. Mm. We're talking about scooping up all of the CCTV, going and finding all of the potential witnesses, anybody who was at the campsite, anybody who might know anything, following up on all of those leads, no matter how far-fetched. It is unprecedented, really.
Mm. And you mentioned conversations that you're having. I'm curious to know, what is the sentiment among locals from the ones that you've spoken to, particularly any that might have a relationship to Cleo's mum, Ellie?
Everybody in the town that I've had a chat with so far, there's some sort of connection. It may not be a particularly close one, but there's a connection. You know, your kids go to school with somebody who's, you know, friends of the family, or perhaps maybe their kids are at daycare with their kids. It's, you know, there's a sort of a sense that one of their own is in a really bad place right now. And I think that's why the town has been so supportive as well. It feels extremely close to home. You're seeing like locals who have initially got out there and helped with the search. There's a movement now which is spreading beyond Carnarvon, but started here where they're printing bumper stickers up just as fast as they possibly can and throwing it on every single car. People are shocked. They just never expected it to happen in effectively what's a small WA country town. They want to do anything they can possibly to find Cleo.
Mm, yeah, I think everybody in WA wants that. 7 News reporter Joey Catanzaro in Carnarvon, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
Not a problem. Thanks, mate.